Glorify the King of Kings, we will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Good morning, friends and families. Can you hear me? So good to see you. You know what? It's been a while. It is our first in-person worship. We don't have many people here, but I know during the week I talked to many of you on the phone, and you know we have now in-person worship. We have all masks on, social distance, and you want to approach this one very carefully. No matter where you are, we gather together in one spirit, and I see we have more than 25, almost 30 people online now, and the people inside the sanctuary. So good to see you. So now let's greet one another. You are at the right time, in the right place, with
the right people.
Amen. Amen. So good to see you. Once you come in our in-person worship, you may find this pack, one bag of communion, wafer, and juice. And we will have communion during the service. And I believe at home, you already prepared yours as well. And we have the flowers from the Palmer's family in remembrance of Mr. Palmer. Thank you very much. I hope you know that we have Zoom coffee hour. We have continued our coffee hours on Zoom. Every Sunday morning, it starts at 9:20 on Zoom. It's fun. This morning, I heard some new story from yours. So you can join on our Zoom coffee hours as well. This morning, we have Bruce Kramer. He's going to lead us our worship. So now, let's worship God together.
Please join me in our call to worship. As we gather to sing and praise, we give thanks to God. As we prepare to discern and understand, we give thanks to God. As we open ourselves to wisdom and truth, we give thanks to God. Let us sing songs of thanksgiving and joy. And as we go to the opening hymn, we invite all of you at home to sing with all the gusto God has put inside of you. And for those of us here in the sanctuary, let your hearts sing, but your voices be silent. But humming beneath your mask is allowed.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Wherefore I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen and help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand.
It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday. Today is Jin Mo's birthday. And tomorrow is Neil Adams and Nancy Peach. Happy birthday. She's right here. And Marion Quick. And Thursday, Fred Duncan and Rita Smith and Carol Finicum and Dave Carrion. And this coming Friday, Johanna Kravitas. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And today is James and Tammy's anniversary. Congratulations, James and Tammy. Hope you have a wonderful day. And please remember Dave Six in your prayer. He went to the hospital, stayed there for 2 days. He had infection issue, not coronavirus. And now he's at home, a little bit better than last week, but he needs our prayer. Please remember him and Sharon as well, as she's taking care of him. And Roberta Fredericks, she wants to say thank you for praying for her great-grandniece, Austin Small. Little baby. She's fighting cancer now. Now she's having treatment, and Roberta want to say thank you for your prayers and support. And please remember, last week we talked about teachers. And this week I particularly ask for your prayers for our students. So many things going on. It is about their safety and life, so please remember them in your prayers. Now let's turn to God and pray together. Our gracious, loving God, you have called us by your grace to come close to you. Every day you speak to us, come close. I love you, I know you, and I have a plan for you in your faith journey. And you speak your word to us into our heart, transforming us into the person you want us to be. God, we give you thanks. And we give you thanks for giving us your way to serve our neighbors in many ways. God, lead us to be more open to your will in our lives by loving you, God, and recognizing the needs of our neighbors in our prayers and support. This morning we pray for ourselves, our family, our friends and neighbors, and all humanity, all the children of yours. Particularly, we pray for those of us who are sick and whose loved ones are sick. God, we have many in our community and beyond. Remember Dave Six. Remember Sharon Pritchard. Remember Ron Fulmer, remember Austin, and many of us. Be present with them, touch their body, and touch their soul. Let them feel you every day. Let them experience your loving and healing hands. We also pray for those whose emotions are deeply wounded and who are fighting depression. And we pray for those who encounter difficulties in many ways. And we remember who are doing many conflict. God, give them your comfort, wisdom, and strength with your healing. Loving God, this morning touch our lives with your strong and powerful hand. Help us to see you, and help us to see ourselves, and help us to feel your everlasting love for us. As we worship God, prepare our minds, wills, and emotions, as well as our spirit, for your glory. Every single step we make, every single breath we take, Lord, it is you, Lord, who make it happen. Be with us, and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. We have a hymn. Page number 534, Be Still My Soul, verse 1. The people in the sanctuary, we may sing in silence and pretend you are singing with Dylan's voice, and at home you may sing loud. Let's sing together.
Scripture today comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Let my people go, so that they may celebrate a festival to me in the wilderness. But Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should heed him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. The word of God for the people of God.
One of medical experts recommends me to have this transparent mask. I'm going to try this one. If it sounds weird, maybe I'm going to try another one. You know what? A couple of weeks ago, one of our Wesley family, Rebecca Tiemann, she sent me a picture. Let's look at this. Do you have it? Mrs. Jones got used to watching online worship from home, and now she comes to church with Jenny. And I don't think any of Mrs. Jones here in our sanctuary today. So glad to see you. So glad to see you. So last week, we talked a little bit about Ramses, the great pharaoh, the pharaoh Ramses. Ramses doesn't know of God who sent Moses. And of course, Ramses doesn't listen to what God spoke to him through Moses. Then God says to Moses, I'm going to send plagues upon Egypt, and I'm going to send them pushing days and nights until the day comes when Pharaoh is going to beg you to leave. when Pharaoh is going to beg you to leave. You know the 10 plagues, and some of you even remember each one of them. And here is the chart, and you see it starts with water turning to blood. It was the water of the Nile River, which is essential to the whole Egypt empire. And the frog comes everywhere. After the frog dies, gnats and so many kinds of bugs appeared. And of course, they had mosquitoes as well. Then there are flies, multiple, so many, millions of flies everywhere. There are diseases in the livestock, and they start to die, and there are boils on the flesh of human beings. And there are four more plagues coming. At each one of these, Moses goes back to Pharaoh, and he says, God is going to send these plagues unless you let God's people go free. And Pharaoh says, I don't care. I'm not going to let them go. They are mine. I don't care what God says, and I don't care how many people die. I don't even care who God is. I am the Pharaoh. I'm a big deal. So he doesn't listen to God. Yes. We may understand what Pharaoh might have said. These are sort of natural plagues that happen from time to time. Come on. He might have said, come on, I have seen these things happen before. It is not God's will. Part of what you know is, when God works, God doesn't usually work by some supernatural miracles that nobody can discount. God can work by using nature itself, and it affects us. So all of these things might be a sort of natural things God can use to speak to us about the consequences of our lives, such as global warming and pollution. So here, let me just mention about coronavirus. Can we count this as God's punishment? Is it a sign of the end? Is it God's punishment? How do you think about this? It's everywhere. I think my answer is both yes and no. It could be yes, because we don't know yet what God wants to speak to us in this season. So, what we need to do is come close to God. Every day, come close to God. Pay attention to God, pray to God, and humbly walk with God. But on the other hand, it could be no, because we could have done better. We could have already flattened the curve 1 or 2 months ago if we all listened to the medical experts, wearing a mask, practicing social distance. And now, it is still rising. We don't call that God's punishment. We cannot simply call it God's punishment when we make a mess. We may say we didn't listen to God, not used God's gift and wisdom. Science, it is one of many brilliant gifts from God. In that sense, we find Ramses, who didn't listen to God, in us and in our community, who don't listen to God. So let's go back to the plagues. There is another way to read and understand those plagues. I told you it is an epic battle. When the first plagues, the Nile River water turns to red and cannot support life anymore. By the way, the god of the Nile River, which Egyptians believed in Moses' time, it was Hapi. That's the image of Hapi, the Egyptian Nile River, responsible for bringing life to the Nile River and the people around. When it turned to red and couldn't support life anymore, it means It means the victory of our God, Yahweh. God won over the Egyptian god, Hapi. And the same thing happened to the other flags. What about the frogs? It is about the Egyptian god of fertility, frog head, Heket. It has a frog-shaped face, and there are so many other Egyptian gods of fertility, such as Hershef, Min, and Sobek. These are all related to those 10 plagues. We don't know much of those Egyptian gods, but in Moses' time, when people heard about that, when people heard about those 10 plagues, they knew it. They immediately knew it was an epic battle between Moses' God and Ramses' God. And let me tell you a little bit about the flags of darkness. The Pharaoh's name is Ramses. Ramses. Ra plus Zis. Ra means the sun in the sky. Zis means the sun. So Ramses means the son and daughter, son of the great God, the sun. When darkness happened for 3 days, what did it mean to the people? People must have asked, where is the God? Where is the God of fertility? Where is the God of the sun? Where is the God of the Ramses, the great Pharaoh? Moses' God won over Ramses' God. This is what we see when we read this story of Moses. And here's one thing more we need to understand. When you look at this story, it is such an epic battle in which the children of God did nothing except they listened to God and they allowed God to save them and deliver them. That's the key lesson we find from Moses' story. Even in this pandemic era, God is indeed working and speaking to us in our lives. And God is walking with us on our faith journey. And think about this. Israelites, they were slaves. Rabbi Herman Sherman, one of my seminary professors, he was the head rabbi among Jewish community in Chicago area. He was my professor. He often said, we are all slaves. We are slaves to money, power, reputation, and many kinds, just like the people of Israel in Egypt. But by God, who works in history and continues to act to deliver God's people, we are set free. We believe God has done in the past, and we have hope for the future and today. Then what do we learn from this story? What do we do as God's people? Here, let me tell you a fun story. In my garden, it's my garden, I have so many kinds. I have pepper, lettuce, pumpkin, tomatoes and cucumbers. And once I tried to have my garden steak that helped them grow straight, so I was gonna use hammer. I was gonna hammer a stake into the ground, but I didn't find the hammer. So I used a small brick. It is not a hammer. It is not that effective like a hammer, but it's working. I used that because it was available. Then let me ask you, have you experienced that you cook with your oven or microwave and your cook is too hot to grab it? So you try to find your oven gloves, but you don't find it. So you use kitchen towel to grab it because it is available. Yes, somebody knows that now, because it is available. And have you experienced that you are looking for a screwdriver, but the only thing you have is a butter knife? So you use it because it is available. Yes, And let me ask you one last question. Have you experienced that you go to a restroom for number two, not number one, number two, but you don't find out there, I mean, you just found out there is no toilet paper? Oh, yes. So now I'm going to stop here. I'm going to leave it for your imagination. In our lives, sometimes we have to use an alternate tool. We have to choose Plan B because it is available. It is not perfect, but it's working perfectly. It's working. And I try to think about God's calling with that availability. When it comes to our church ministry and our involvement, I think we limit our availability to God's calling in our church, in our community. Many people around us, and sometimes we have so many things to take care of. We have so much work to do, even on Sunday morning, and they have priority to many other stuff over God and the community. Then let's think about Moses. When God called him, he was 80 years old. When he responded to God's calling, he had no idea. He had no idea what to do. And he kept saying, God, please send somebody else, not me. Then God asked him, what is that in your hands? What is that in your hands? And he said, a staff. He didn't have power, he didn't have money, he didn't have a high position, he didn't have an army. All he had was a piece of staff. And God used that piece of staff for miraculous power. Then I questioned myself, am I available to God? It means, do I listen to God? Am I Ramses or Moses? God has a plan, big plan in my life, in my family, in our church. And the question is, am I available to God? Am I listening to God? And let me ask you, are you available to God? Are you listening to God? Are you available to the people around you whom God so loved? And the God who won over all kinds of Egyptian gods has done miraculous works through Moses with that piece of staff. And I believe God has planned for you and me. And God has planned for our Wesley United Methodist Church. And when we say yes, yes to God, when we surrender ourselves, when we listen to God, when we are available to God's ministry, I believe God will do God's works among us, just like Moses. Amen. This is the bread and wine for the elements of the Holy Communion. It is simply a bread and wine, but when God works upon those elements, when we are available to God, it will become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And God's going to do amazing work for us, among us, and through us. Let us pray. pour out your Holy Spirit on us, gathered here in the sanctuary, and so many people at home. God, for us, bless these elements of bread and wine. Make them be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that we may be, for the world, the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. God, give us heart to listen to you. Make us available to you and the people around us. Amen. And at the left, you have communion. There are two layers. The first one is for wafer, the bread. So peel it. Let's grab it and have it. And second layer, this is the blood of the Jesus Christ. I believe the best thing we need to do in our life and ministry, that is listening. Listening to God and listening to the people around us whom God so loved, and listening to the needs of the people. And we are listening to God who is calling into God's ministry. And we are grateful for all God has done in our lives. With the gratitude for all God has done in our lives, this moment, let us present ourselves, our time, and our resources before God.
All blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Christ, the author of our salvation. Amen. You may be seated.
Our closing hymn is Standing on the Promises, verse 1 and 2.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God.
Please rise as you are able and join me in an attitude of prayer and receive the benediction. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are so grateful that you are our guide and you are always with us, God. When we feel frustrated, tired, lonely, and discouraged, help us to see you in our lives. You are the guide of our lives. Help us live on your will. When you are happy, successful, making changes, God, help us find you, leading us toward. So now, go forth in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises of God.